Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk.
With Aviva Insurance.
Childcare costs are four times more expensive here than they are in Germany. Many parents say it equates to a second mortgage. Daniel Ennis, Social Democrats councillor for Dublin North Inner City, is calling for the issue of costs to be tackled by the government, saying it's a financial burden that many can't afford. And I'll speak to Daniel in just a moment. But first, I want to hear what the childcare system is like in Germany. So let's go to Hamburg and to Rob Hyde, who's a freelance journalist living near the city, who is on the line. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning.
So we're very interested to hear how the childcare system works in Germany. Can you explain it to us?
Yeah, sure. I think the main difference between Germany and Ireland on this front is that Germany's childcare system is mainly funded and organised by the state. And so the benefit for parents is that it keeps costs much lower. Whereas in Ireland, if I understand it rightly, there's more reliance on private providers.
Yes.
And in fairness to that system, it does make childcare, I think, more widely available than Germany, but often more expensive.
So there's a problem as well, is there, in Germany with accessing places?
There really is. I mean, you know, Germany's got the 16 federal states, and the thing is, each local authority uses its own rules based on income, hours of care, age of the child, and all this leads to a kind of patchwork system of wildly differing rates. That being said, as you said in your introduction, I think if you compare what the parents have to pay, things still look an awful lot better in Germany. So if it's a very low income or a zero income family, the state pays everything. If it's a low income household, so sort of earning under 30,000 euros, they pay up to 200 euros per month. If it's middle income, so if you're earning 30,000 to 70,000 euros, you pay around 300 to 400 euros a month. And then higher income, so 70,000 upwards, you're paying sort of 400 to 600 euros a month, depending on the city.
Okay, but 600 or thereabouts is the upper limit.
Absolute upper limit. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So who pays the wages then of the workers in the childcare facilities, Rob?
That's the state. The state pays for the facility and for the staff. The only thing which parents really would have to pay as an additional cost would be for meals. But then again, it really depends where you are. So in Berlin, for example, Berlin's got free childcare and parents only have to pay a small monthly amount for meals, about 23 euros. And you've also got the federal state of Mecklenburg-Vorpommern, that's in the northeast. And there for under 3 year olds, it's also totally free, apart from paying for meals.
Mm-hmm. And I have a listener who wants to know, what age do the children go to play school or preschool, and what age do they start school?
Well, so primary school is 6 starting then, but in terms of everything before that, it's similar to Ireland.
And so the childcare kicks in, the state subvention kicks in as soon as the parents decide that they want to go back to work. So the child could be what, 6, 9 months old, maybe 12 months old?
Yes, the only problem is Germany being such a sort of intensely bureaucratic country, it means that the mechanics of everything moves very slowly. And so you get very long waiting lists, and people tend to apply sometimes 2 years in advance or even before the child is born.
Mm-hmm.
I think that really is what one of the key problems in the system. And there are some significant problems with the German system. them. So the biggest one has to be the shortage of childcare places. So on the one hand, you've got this fantastic rule from 2013, which says everyone has a legal right to childcare, so starting age one. But at the same time, in Western Germany, there's basically there's a critical shortage of places because demand is higher than supply. And then in Eastern Germany, you've got a quite a strange situation whereby they're just not having enough children. And as a result, the nursing facilities are then closing. So it really is incredibly varied across the country.
Rob, thank you very much for explaining it to us. Rob Hyde there, freelance journalist living in Germany. And I'm joined now by Daniel Ennis, a Social Democrats councillor in Dublin's North Inner City. And Daniel, you say that this is coming up on the doors, is it?
Yeah, good morning, Claire. And thanks for having me on to talk about such a crucial issue and a vital issue for families right across Dublin Central and across the country. But this is coming up on every second door, as much as the housing crisis coming up and wrapped into the cost of living. Look, it's something that I have a lot of lived experience on, Claire. I'm one of those parents that's paying the second mortgage. I'm one of those parents that was lucky to even get into that position to get a childcare place for my young daughter. And look, it's really putting a strain, I know, on my family and families right across the constituency. And Claire, there's that piece as well, like the guilt of a parent, you know. So how many parents are not reaching out to us about this? I took to social media on this only recently, and the amount of DMs I'm getting from people right across the country that are really struggling and haven't spoke out on this. And even one parent said to me, sure, Daniel, don't you just struggle to get by, because it's only for a few years. But we shouldn't be doing that, Claire. Like, we simply shouldn't be doing that.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of costs are people telling you about?
Oh, well look, I've done my own bit of research on it, and the average we're paying in across Ireland is €850. And like, so many people are telling me that it's well above that they're paying. And I know I'm
that
not
would
doing
be,
the numbers, but I'm paying above that.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably a good amount to be paying, you know. I mean, and it seems bizarre to say that, but there are so many people who are paying up and around €1,000 per child for the first child.
Well over, Claire. Honestly, the amount of people that have reached out to me since, and again on DMs privately on social media, about paying €1,500, €1,600, €1,700, €1,800, I think was the highest that you reached out to me on. And like, it's funny, there was even people reaching out from the UK, and it's really putting a strain on the people, on young people, on people with families. And we know, look, this isn't just about cost, it's about availability, waiting lists, and people being locked out of childcare altogether. And it's something that I'm hearing, like, obviously I'm knocking on doors right across Dublin Central. I'm hearing it from East Wall to Glass and Evan, from Sherry Street to Stony Batter. You know, it's right across, again, the different constituencies. But it disproportionately is hitting women, as we know, low-income parents and low-income families. Mm-hmm. And it's like, everyone deserves the right to equal opportunities to childcare, and our government are not providing that at the moment.
Okay, what would you do about it?
Well, I think we need to implement immediately a public model of childcare. And with the Social Democrats, we're proposing partial care. Look, it works, it's costed, it works for children, parents and early years educators, everyone involved in the system. Straight away, we need to implement a cross-party Oireachtas committee tasked with laying out the short, medium and long term. You know, this is not just an issue in Dublin Central. It's an issue right across Ireland. And I think that Oireachtas committee, the dedicated joint Oireachtas committee, devised Sláinte Care in the same way I think we should provide a roadmap for parts of care and how we deliver this, you know.
Well, we had the Taoiseach Minister for Finance, Simon Harrison, here about an hour ago, and I asked him about this because he did make the promise that childcare would be €200 per child in the run-up to the last election. Here's what he had to say.
I've said what I've said in relation to the €200 per child per month. That's not just my commitment. That's a commitment to the government of Ireland to get there during the lifetime. I think that means making progress in each of the next four budgets, right? That's my view. But we also, alongside that, have to make progress in capacity. And that's why this year we did, for the very first time, put in place capital funding to invest in public buildings. We can't leave this to the market alone. What I am saying is childcare will be a priority in the budget, and there's a clear view right across government in relation to that. I would hope we can make progress towards that in the budget in October, but the commitment is €200 per child per month in the lifetime of the government.
So he's saying it will happen.
Well, he said it's a priority there in that most recent contribution, and he said that before the election as well, and we've seen very little action. You know, and I'll be honest, Claire, as I mentioned about my lived experience, and I take everything now that the government say with a pinch of salt, but that was one promise that I was genuinely excited by. And I know a lot of people, a lot of my friends and family and constituents are really excited by that, and they didn't deliver on it.
Budget 26 came and went. He's saying that the promise was to deliver it over the lifetime of the government, and he's saying this morning that they will get there.
Well, his promise was in the first 100 days of government, and he didn't do that.
What he was saying this morning is that they promised that they would take action on it. And I understand people's frustrations, but I have to put his side of it as well. And that's what he said to me
of
this
course.
Morning, that they promised to take action on it, and they have put a plan in place to get there. But let's see what happens in Budget 2027, which is coming up in October. I have a text here from a childcare provider, Daniel, in South Dublin. Yeah. They say their fees for a week, when you include the ECHI and the NCS rates, are less than €600. That's full time from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m, including meals, and they say that's comparable to the German model. Is that available out there? Have you come across that?
No, I haven't. I haven't, and again, I can't speak to South Dublin, but I can tell you what constituents across Dublin Centre are telling me and what I'm paying. And it's nowhere near that.
Yeah.
Double, if not treble that, Claire, and that's the goddamn truth.
Well, a listener has two children in creche. I mean, this is just extraordinary. And I know, because I used to pay it myself. My children are past this now, but it's just when you're in it is a nightmare. €1,853 a month for two children. And I live in a standard semi-D. My mortgage is €1,185, and that's in Dublin 14. Like, that is, add those two figures together, you've got no money left if you're on a good wage. You've got nothing left.
Like, think about that. Think about that strain that that's putting on the house itself, you know, and what you can do as a family and provide for your children. Like, that's, and then add in the cost of living crisis. Like, it's absolutely, like, that's crazy. Like, we're failing those people. We really are. We need to step in.
Another listener works in a local authority. I would say I'm on a good wage. It's such a struggle. I pride myself on frugal living, and I'm finding it a really big challenge. But like anybody would, that's a huge chunk of your money going out every week, you know, whether you have one child or two. This listener says, what is different to Germany is that children start preschool at 2.5, which is free. Schools also have after school care for a very nominal amount. A few years ago, it was €1 an hour. I don't know where you're getting after school for €1 an hour. And also, as Rob explained to us there from Germany, this care is starting from whenever you're ready to go back to work in Germany, if you can find a place. And he did say that is a challenge, but the model is there up to when the child is 6 years old and is going into to school. But, you know, in the conversation with Simon Harris earlier, and he agreed with this, it's really fundamentally important to the economy, never mind people's mental health and well-being. This is an infrastructure problem, isn't it?
Yeah, well, look, like Claire, as you mentioned there, this isn't inevitable. Other countries made a decision. You know, in Ireland, our government has consistently treated this as an afterthought. And at some point, you have to stop calling it a failure and start calling it a choice. You know, Simon Harris can talk all he wants, but he must realise that his words carry weight and those promises reverberate through the homes of young families, and he must deliver on that promise, and not just move the goalpost again.
A listener says, when my daughter was born, childcare was €1,650 a month for her. I only made €1,600 on a good month back then, so I couldn't afford to go back to work. That was in Fir House in Dublin 19 years ago. So we are... standing still, really, on this problem. Do get your messages into us this morning on 087 1400 106. Daniel, thanks for joining us on the programme.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.